Hey guys, my name is John, and you're listening to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is week 36 of 2024, Sunday the 8th of September. And you're very welcome, hope you had a good week. So, as we are in election years in many countries, we are hearing a lot of politicians making promises that they will never keep in speeches. As sure as the earth rotates around the sun, politicians will make all kinds of promises during an election campaign. It serves to remind me that leaders need to make all kinds of promises, and in doing so, be effective at motivating people to react. Politicians want you to vote for them. Sales and marketing folks want you to buy their products or services, while your manager wants you to deliver results. But when it all comes down to it, regardless of the message, the delivery mechanism is the same. If I press this emotional button in the audience, will I get the reaction that I want? Now, I'm sorry to say, but we all have such buttons built into us. This is an innate part of being a human being. In terms of first principles, I believe there are two main buttons that leave us open to manipulation by skilled speakers. The first one is desire. We all want something, and that can be used to entice us into action. For example, a salesperson will promise many benefits, or a politician will promise to cut taxes. The end result is the same. Tap into your desires to motivate you towards the desired action. The second one is fear. We are all afraid of something. This is natural. A classic sales technique is called FOMO, or fear of missing out. E.g., buy this now before it's too late. Meanwhile, politicians spend their lives trying to convince their audiences that their opponents are evil tyrants who will try to increase taxes, ruin the economy, etc. People become very irrational when either of these buttons are pressed. Remember, desire and fear are ancient emotions, designed to help us survive long enough to procreate. So this is, you know, lizard brain stuff, guys. Sadly, however, it works. It's a bit like when a doctor taps your knee with a hammer to see if your leg kicks. It's reflexive, and in the moment, the majority of people will react before they pause to contemplate that reaction. So, knowing about this, how can we mitigate against it? Firstly, on the audience side, understand that you are being manipulated. Learn to spot it in time before you react, and then stop and think. Secondly, on the speaker side, understand that your audience may not be as sophisticated as you believe them to be. Except the audience listen to this, of course. If you want to lead with empathy, avoid topics that invoke strong desire or fear altogether. Instead, present facts and reason. The vast majority of people can be manipulated by desire, or especially fear, and history is full of examples of terrible leaders who have led whole countries into war on the basis of lies that were designed to invoke fear, which then leads to hatred and violence. These are very dangerous emotions and are best left alone. I think the best way to convince people is with a logical argument, but sadly these days, that's not very fashionable. So what else did I do this week? In terms of work, I'm still trying to figure out the algorithm on X, the website formerly known as Twitter. In a previous episode, I was talking about leaving the site altogether. I have very much a kind of a hot and cold relationship with X. And honestly speaking, in recent times, my numbers have just plummeted. Like, all the numbers are going down. And I've decided that I am no longer going to play the numbers game. And in fact, I've put my account on private. And I may even leave it on private indefinitely. I'm still thinking about this one, guys, so any advice on the X algorithm is appreciated. You can reach out to me via X on @techleader.pro, and don't worry, I will accept your friendship request. In terms of media that I'm joined this week, I recently watched Terminator Zero on Netflix. It's kind of a strange mashup between a Terminator movie and an anime. Think about the Terminator, but in Japan in the 1980s. But it's actually pretty cool, and it's one of the most interesting stories that they've done with the franchise in quite some time. And the animation is also very beautiful, so definitely worth checking out Terminator Zero on Netflix if you like the Terminator. The last few movies from Hollywood have not being great, to be frank. Arguably the last good Terminator movie was Terminator 2, which I think was all the way back in the 1990s. So, yeah, it's good to see them doing something new and fresh with the franchise, and I enjoyed Terminator 0, watched the whole season, and I hope to do a season 2. It was pretty fun. Okay, I will leave it there, guys. I hope you have a great week ahead. I wish you well, I wish you success, and I will catch you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.